because of this team having ups and downs this year, but this is the end of the season, you know, like now that everybody's playing well, you wish there was maybe one or two more games that to go out there and prove what this team is really like?
You do. You really do. Starting to click on all cylinders like we should, playing football like we should. So obviously you never want it to end, but yeah, that's part of the game. You know, we had our opportunities. We didn't maximize on them when we had them. That's what we left with. But, you know, this whole team, we're preparing right now, as in getting our mind ready to continue to play. As in next year comes, we'll be in the playoffs this time next year.
Is that a guarantee?
Hey, man, I couldn't guarantee you anything. I lied to you. But I can guarantee you that that's our mindset.
You know, a year in, what have you thought of Ben McAdoo's system? It seems like you guys have really started to click offensively of late.
Say that again.
What have you thought 1 year in Coach McAdoo's system? Oh, you know, obviously it was a transition for a lot of guys. It seems like as the year has gone on, you guys have developed a comfort and chemistry with it.
Yeah, I think everybody's been growing in it, molding into the system, understanding the X's and O's, understanding where the little hole is going to be. You know, offensive linemen, making sure everybody got us on the same page, Eli feeling comfortable and switching up the plays, Coach McAdoo calling the great games. You know, everybody's clicking and starting to come together. And we're getting glimpses and flashes of what it could look like. You know, we just got to be able to put it all together for this game, finish strong, and come back into OTAs, just picking up where we left off.
What do you think your offense could look like this year with Victor and Odell on opposite sides, a year in, you know, second year in the system? You know, what do you think you guys could be next year as an offense?
We got a chance to be great, and I don't say that lightly at all. I really mean that. With the guys coming back healthy, second year in the system, nobody's coming in trying to figure out what how to line up. We already know. We're just picking up where we left off, like I said before, and rolling. And so it's going to be fun. But, you know, we don't want to look too far ahead right now. We got a great team coming in here that's trying to get a win. So we got to make sure we prepare for the Eagles first.
In the back of your mind, how they beat you and everything that last game, kind of figure maybe kind of 0-1 on the way out the door.
I'm sorry, man. Somebody smelled good over here.
Who got on?
I think it's
that kind of caught me off guard. And what you said? Say it again.
You kind of think about the way they beat you the last time you played them. Last game, you kind of maybe 0-1. Have a good game to go out and finish the season.
Yeah, they won. They beat us pretty good last time. You know, that does not leave a good taste in your mouth. But, you know, pass is pass. You know, records are non-existent when you're on the field. Only thing that matters is the man in front of you at that moment, that time. So, obviously, we're going in to get a win. But it's not revenge. It's because they happen to be the next team that we play. And finishing up the season, you want to leave a good taste in your mouth.
Is it possible to have a carryover, like you said? I mean, is that just kind of things that are thrown around, but can you see a carryover from what you're finishing up with last game?
You can. It's like I said, it's the last opportunity that we get a chance to play this game together, collectively as a unit. You know, the nature of the league, the guys in the locker room, every single one won't be in there again. So we're playing for our brothers next to us. We're playing for the logo on the side of our helmet. We're playing to build our resume, and we're playing to win.
So a lot of pride still in this.
No question. No question, man. I say this over and over and over, and I mean it. Nobody's forcing us to do this. It's not an obligation to play this game. We're doing it because we love it. So throw the records out. We're playing to win.